Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Friday, 26th of June. Where'd this month go? It's Carl and the Bot. Jeez.
Bye-bye.
Well, bye-bye. Okay, it's going to be hot today. It was hot yesterday. It's going to be hot tomorrow. Better watch out. You could end up with a jungle growing in your shorts. Joining today, speaking of jungles in our shorts, is our producer.
Wow.
Kelly.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing today, Kel?
I'm good. So are you sick of the whole Michael Jackson thing yet?
You know what? We've got a little thing we're going to talk about Michael.
I kind of
Mikey.
Because that's all I hear.
Well, you know, but he was a superstar. Speaking of superstars, here's my soulmate, Linda.
Good morning. Good morning. We, last night, had the great pleasure of going to the concert at the Cascade Theater. We saw Jim Dyer and his band. He had a brand new CD out last night, who opened for Dave Alvin and the Guilty Women. But before we went to the great concert at the Cascade, we went to dinner, joined some friends, Trudy and Mark and the gang, at Gironda's. So we walk in the door, and the first thing is, before you even sat down, what a pleasure. What a surprise. What a honor.
Yeah, one of the servers, Peter, came over, and he just said, "Hey, you know, I listen to you two every day. Listen to y'all every day, and you know, it's kind of hard for us. You know, it's still difficult for us to have people come up and say that to us. But the only thing we can say is, you know, thank you so much. And Peter, thank you, and thanks for sharing the photos of your children. And it was great. And we appreciate. And if we don't say it enough, we just want you all to know how much we do appreciate your support."
Yeah,
it's just really great.
We're here for you. And Connie, yeah. Unbelievable. I know Connie, when Don Burton and I did K Shasta, we used to do a limo lunch, and we would draw a name out every month of just a business. It didn't matter, randomly. Mm-hmm. And so I got to know Connie because monthly we would take a group of strangers that we didn't know. It was a really good time. And Connie was always our server. And she's always delightful, cheery woman. You'll see she's the blonde, the tall blonde and wears glasses. Well, Connie, last night, we were so excited to hear that she won Northern California Server of the Year with a gold plate on the wall at Gironda's.
And not only that, we found out that Connie was married to one of our guests, Ken, who came in here the other day.
The compost guy.
The compost guy. Talk about compost tea, which then caused, you know, that was another subject to talk about. But anyway, I think what we're trying to tell everybody is this, is that, you know, local businesses, you know, people, and we just thank you so much for your support here. Thank you so much for your support for our show. You know, we try to give back, and it's difficult to keep up with how much our community gives. So we just, you know, we're rocking on that.
It's open line. It's mishmash.
We're going to be talking about a lot of things today, but you can probably guess part of it's going to be the city council. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, one of the things we do for amusement around here, since, you know, it's part of our perk package, non-existent perk package, is we have this bell here. You know, you hear this bell? Okay. When there, we have a lady, Virginia, who is the most conscientious woman in the world. She's our financial lady. She takes care of everybody. It's like our mother. If she hears that bell ring, that means nobody's sitting at the front desk.
She's very strict.
And yes, she is. We have ways of making you people sign your time cards. Anyway, so you ring the bell, and here comes Virginia down the hallway. So, you know, we're starting to time Virginia. So, you know, there's a lot of bets going on. Anyway, that's part of the perk package. Ring the bell, and I think her record's 3 seconds.
I said, honey, you don't have to be so Pavlov.
Anyway,
people
so she...
like, huh?
So she...
look it up.
I think 3 seconds was the record. Hey, okay, we do want to ring the bell for somebody here in town again.
Okay. Want to hear about it? I'm going to tell you about it. Cascade Paint. Let me tell you why. I just love these guys. Okay? The brothers, the bros, the grandsons. They go the mile. Okay, we're painting a house. Love the body of the paint. I know you all can understand this. The trim and the windows. Here's a 40-some-year-old house and with the wood windows. And I have just been perplexed with at least how many pints? 15 pints of different colors that just aren't working.
Amen. You know how we answer this, right?
Go white. Go,
okay, how about white? No, I don't want white. How about black?
How about 200 shades of white?
How about black then? No, I don't want that. I said, well, then I don't care.
No, we tried both. We tried black. We tried white. We tried burgundy. We tried anyway. So, went into Cascade Paint last night, and I feel
for these guys at Cascade Paint. Here comes Linda.
Well,
I have this thought in my mind. Let me kind of describe it. It's kind of like an eggshell with a little bit of sunlight coming up over the Danube River when we were in Budapest. You have a picture of that? No, I can remember it though.
Okay, stop. Now let me finish. Cascade Paints. These guys that run the place, that own the place, that have taken it over, they are so conscientious.
Okay.
They gave me a pint of paint that they specially made. I took in like a chip of the house color. Stop it. And I said, you know, because until you start to do color, you don't realize that when you put another color to another color, it can throw it to be gray, it can be pink, it can be completely not like the swatch or the chip. Carl's rolling his head like, if it's not marine colors.
Hey, camouflage is good enough for me. You know, and she refused that. You refused that.
Hey, is the house a little bit of marine green? Think about it.
No, it's shiitake mushroom something.
Anyway, enough of that. So
okay.
There, we ring
Let's
the bell
go to the
for
phones.
Them. Okay.
All right. Anyway, Carol, sorry you had to put up with that.
Camouflage.
Jeez. Well, you know what? It's good. You know, if it's good enough for her.
I've been wearing a paintbrush for about 30 years now. So, but anyway, you got to prime first.
Oh, yeah.
I have a rant. Something's been chewing on me for a long time.
Well, here it is. This is the place.
I used to be a respiratory therapist before I retired.
Uh-huh.
And this CO2 thing, this cap and trade, which they are discussing that in Congress today. They have, probably most people don't even, they've got CO2 confused with carbon monoxide. I'm positive of that.
Uh-huh.
There wouldn't be a living thing on this earth without CO2.
Right.
There'd be no plants, no animals, no people, no nothing. It takes CO2 and O2 together. CO2 in your body tells your lungs to take a breath of O2, and then you kick out the CO2. You have to have one with the other.
Right.
You can die if you get too much CO2, but you can also die, I can kill you, with O2, with plain old oxygen.
Uh-huh.
Without the CO2.
I knew that.
And nobody's talking about this.
Well,
nobody's defending CO2. I was listening to Megyn Kelly and her buddy the other day, and he said, well, CO2 comes out of the tailpipe of the car, and I'm thinking, well, you know, I grew up thinking it was carbon monoxide that come out of the tailpipe of the car.
Well,
is deadly.
Well, but they're cute. You know, they're cute up there when they're reading that news.
I'm to the point where I don't even like to watch them anymore. It's just gossip, mainly. But anyway, getting back to this is very important.
It is.
They're going to vote on it here, maybe even today. And if anybody, we need to flood Congress. We need to flood Washington with our calls and our emails. Because if this thing passes, we're done.
Well, you know,
we're financially done.
Yeah, well, you know, this thing about the cap and trade is that they want to ensure that, you know, like coal-fired plants and anything that's non-renewable, you're going to start paying extra money to be able to run this. But the problem is anybody told these people we're in the middle of a huge recession? People have lost their jobs, and now they want to raise the cost of electricity? I mean, give me a break.
Electricity, car gas.
Everything.
Everything. Food. Everything's going to go up.
Everything.
Everything. And it's like,
you think $4
electricity will go up about 90%, gas will go up about 74%, natural gas will go up about 55%.
You know what?
And that's going to put me on the street.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you something that's even going to make you even happier. The 111th Congress had a bill introduced. We got to take a break right after that, so I won't be able to hear you scream too loud. It's H.J. Resolution 5, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States to repeal the 22nd article of amendment, thereby removing the limitation on the number of terms an individual may serve as president.
Oh, and also, in this bill,
it was introduced
also, which
January.
Nobody down there has read, We get to pay Brazil not to cut down trees.
Oh, yeah, that's
so the
other one.
The more trees you cut down, the more money they get from us.
Okay, hey,
all right.
You know what? Thanks for calling in. You know, oh, and you know, look what you've done. You've just lit up the lines again. Okay. Yeah. Carl in the bot, Free Fire Radio. Thank you. News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back. It's Carla Linda Bott here on Friday. This is Free Fire Friday, if you will, here on KQMS. We just had a drop-in. A very exciting guest has just come into the studio, and we have a couple sets of tickets here to give away. You've seen her, I'm sure, if you've looked anywhere. She's adorable, and she just got back her name. By the way, good morning, Summer Chappelle.
Good morning.
I heard you did a bang-up job at the fair.
Yes, it was awesome.
And you just went to Nashville for 4 days to rehearse with this awesome band that's flying in to be your band at the Cascade Theater Saturday night.
Yes.
So this is your bread. You're debuting your album and the band. This is the real deal.
This is the real deal.
Okay,
yeah.
So tell us about your experience in Nashville.
Oh, my gosh. I want to move there. I love it. We went into a practicing studio and...
Remember the name of the studio?
I don't remember.
Okay, that's okay.
I'm
There's
sorry.
A couple of places
remember.
Around. They're fun. Okay, good.
But like a whole bunch of famous people have been there. And the band just got there and they just play the songs like they've been playing them forever. So they were, and they're so nice. It was awesome.
So you have Buddy Hyatt on keyboards.
Yes. Tammy Pierce is my backup.
Cool.
And I met her for the first time.
Cool.
She's like the other voice.
Yeah.
It's good to meet her.
Excellent.
Jim Hyatt.
Guitar or bass?
Bass.
Okay.
I can't really remember their names right now.
Oh, okay. That's cool. No, I just, you know, you just get...
I just met him for the first
You get the
time.
Best of the best players that just come in from Nashville. So this is really, you know, we're just telling our listeners this because, you know, Summer, this is, I've never seen the Reading area really get behind trying to launch... not only do you have a stellar album that's out, really, you know, this is your big, big kickoff debut. I mean, you performed a lot around town, but nothing in, to this caliber. And with these great musicians. So I want to let you know I've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got 5 sets of tickets of 2. So give us a call, 221-1402. Throughout the next 30 minutes, and we'll get your name, and you can go to see Summer tomorrow night. Closing thoughts for our audience.
Closing thoughts. Definitely come to the show. It's going to be amazing. There's going to be the band from Nashville, Wildside. I'm going to have dancers. It's going to be awesome, and just come support.
That is, you have dancers?
I have dancers, yes.
It's a choreographed on the front poster. I was there last night seeing Dave Alvin and the Guilty Women and Jim Dyer. And it said choreographed. So who is this, a local choreographer?
Yes, his name is Nick Rockwell.
Wow.
Yeah, he's amazing.
So you've got how many dancers?
I have 6.
Oh, this is like a full-on production.
Yes.
Oh!
They're not dancing to every song, but I thought we definitely needed something in there to spice things up a
oh,
little bit.
Oh, great.
So.
Well, that's wonderful. We're very excited for you, Summer. And so congratulations. Good luck. Break a leg. We'll be there to cheer you on.
Thank you.
And the phone lines are lighting up because people are calling in. And you don't need to get on the air. They're just going to take your take a name, and then y'all can come down and pick it up. Summer, we'll be there tomorrow night.
Will you be signing autographs, and will you be signing CDs?
Of course.
Okay.
I will. I will be there.
Hey, look, if you haven't had a chance to listen to her, you know, Summer's good. And we've enjoyed meeting Summer, and you probably have a bright future there, kiddo.
Thank you.
Hey, great. Okay, we're going to kind of change the tone a little bit. Tom, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? This lady that called up about this carbon emission cap and trade stuff. You know, I'm kind of in agreement with her. I'd like to cap all the hot air coming from the politicians and. Washington, D.C. right about now and trade it for some common sense. You think that would be a possibility?
No.
You don't think so? No, doubt it. Not with the...
Let me think about it. No.
Yeah, I think this cap and trade, I'm going to give an illustration. I think it kind of demonstrates what it is. You know, the Amish who drive no cars would get carbon credits who could then, they could sell it, Al Gore could buy it. So he could continue to fly around all the country on his gas-guzzling jet with his Chicken Little warnings of the sky, of the earth is warming. And the homeless who have no utilities would get a credit that they could turn around and sell to Gore to offset his utility usage on his big mansion, which is more in 1 month than most of us you spend in a year. That way there's a carbon neutral footprint. Is that kind of the idea of the whole thing?
I think so. Now,
this possibility is this could go other places to solve problems too. Think of marriage, for instance. Now, a guy like me that's been faithful to my wife of 27 years could get marriage credits, and then I could turn around and sell them to a philanderer like Bill Clinton, who that way I could have some extra cash to pay all these taxes, and Clinton could step out on Hillary without any guilt or consequences. So it's a win-win for both of us. And, you know, this could be expanded to bring down health care costs, spread the wealth around, and, revive the economy. It's kind of a no-brainer, isn't it?
Hey, Tom, sorry to bring you down like that. We do have to take a break, but you know what? I'm trying to find ways to poke holes in that argument, and I'm having a tough time doing it. Tom, thanks for calling. Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Okay, we've given the tickets away. They are all gone. A lot of you out there wanting to see Summer in concert. Okay. Yeah, that's we've been kind of doing the light side. Let's get back to the dark side, you know, here. You know, I wasn't kidding when I said there was a House resolution. It's in committee to do away with the 22nd Amendment to do away with term limits for the president. There's a Mr. Serrano out of New York, Democrat. That's introduced this. So it's someplace in a committee. It got out of one committee into another committee. But it's going to take 2/3 of the states to ratify this to change the Constitution. But just the thought of that being brought in. I mean, is it because it was Obama? Or is it because they just think, we can just, you know, do away with that so we can be like Venezuela and Hugo Chavez? You know, they did away with that one too. You talk about fighting going to the streets. You talk about a state of Jefferson. We'd have so many people wanting to be in the state of Jefferson out here. Okay. The League of Cities did move. And according to our sources, Kurt Starman had talked to somebody up high in the tank group. And that they said that, you know, we don't really want to have the League of Cities just be discussing this. This is such a huge topic. So it'd probably be better to get rid of the controversy and go to just move the whole meeting and not even discuss tank. Well, then this was discussed between Kurt Starman and, from what I understand from my sources, Missy MacArthur, who okayed this. So they moved it. Now, these are a number of times that the city council has avoided or moved things or added, you know, appointed committees to avoid making hard decisions. And I don't like that. You know, you want to run for office here. I mean, you ran for office. Nobody forced you. Nobody said, if you don't run for office, I'm putting a gun against your head and shooting you. You ran for office. If you're running for office, you're there to make a decision, not to avoid it. If you don't want to talk about tank through the whole meeting, put it on as the end subject. Then you can discuss everything that's important, that comes up for the League of Cities and tank at the end. It's to me, you're abrogating your responsibilities. And I just don't understand it. How can the city council do this and continue to do this? I mean, they are good people. I know every one of them. And yet it seems like when it comes to a hard decision that some of them will do anything they can to avoid it.
But do you understand that if you put tank, because tank is such a volatile issue right now, that if you put tank at the end, you still are going to have irate people?
I have seen the tank people. I have seen them at the city councils. They're upset, but they're not rude. They're not threatening. They don't stand up in their seats and, you know, rip their shirts off and have tattooed on their chest, tank, you know, no. I mean, it's not like that. But the thing is that's not even the point. The point is that let's avoid it. Let's move the League of Cities meeting to Paradise so we don't even have to worry about discussing it. You know, that to me, you know, it's just cowardly. Lack of moral structure there. Hey, Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How you doing?
We're fine.
Thank you.
Well, that was a good lead-in. I actually called before that even came up, but I've been kind of out of the loop here. I have a little computer problem. I can't see your archive tank show in the past, but the reason I was calling today was I just want to encourage Reading Electric Utility customers to pay attention to Tank and to show up at the July 8th meeting, because it really looks like Tank is going to be a real problem for them in terms of rates in the future.
And why is that?
Well, that's complicated. What I want to do is I'm working with a friend who's an REU customer, and we're putting together a spreadsheet showing right now Reading Electric Utility rates are higher for a lot of their customers, maybe most of their customers. And it's their strategy, which unfortunately hasn't worked too good, of trying to import power on power lines.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to trying to produce power themselves,
right?
Is what I'm saying.
Well, you know, the thing about is I go back to the original premise that we're taking wind power. And wind power, at its very best, is not as good as, say, solar. And, you know, for the amount of time that, you know, that you can use it, for the amount of effort, and of course, nothing even gets close to nuclear. And we're going to have somebody on our show here in the near future talking nuclear and a couple other things about, you know, all the changes they've made in the nuclear energy industry. But you're right. I mean, how much money? You know, the whole thing goes back to follow the money.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay.
But back to just Reading rates.
Sure.
I'll try to get you that
over
the
next
weekend or so.
Please do that. You know, send it to Carl at freefireradio.com. You know, somebody said that they've sent us a couple of things that we haven't gotten, but it seems to me, you know, we get 100 emails a day. I think we get everybody's. So, Carl at freefireradio.com, or just, you know, somebody has said they're mailing us something too. Okay. Hey, Ed, thanks a lot.
Okay, I'll see you.
You bet.
Oh, you know, when you turn on the...
I've got something big here.
Okay. Also going to have something big.
Oh. Really? Okay. Me first. Only because I'm still trying to recover from the glasses incident yesterday, which people still point out to me. I'm wearing glasses with what do you call them? Sparkles?
Rhinestones.
Rhinestones on them. No, I'm wearing the glasses of our today I'm wearing the glasses of the station manager, but her eyes are worse than
they
mine.
They were cute though, Carl.
They were. Thank you, Frosty. Thank you for saying that. They work. You know what? I can pull it off though.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Now, okay, what do these have in common? North Koreans firing missiles toward Hawaii. Iran fighting in the streets. Surge of violence in Afghanistan. Economy in dire straits. National health care plan that could have a profound effect on anybody in the United States. Census forms that want more than the information ever provided and put GPS coordinates on it. Homeland Security identifying us as possible terrorists if you actually have a mind of your own. What do they all have in common? Not one of them is as important as Michael Jackson's death. That's been on the radio. It's been on the news for the last day.
24 hours. Well,
and you and I have argued
okay,
about
being,
this one.
Being a person of music, and not even just music, I think there will be plenty of people, I am sure, that would say that the music of Michael Jackson, the movements of Michael, he was this generation's Elvis Presley. He changed the face of pop music. He was the first person on MTV to do, and John Landis, hello, when John Landis did Thriller, that's burned in the minds of so many people of something that was just extraordinary in its time. And he continued to do things that were of such a creative basis. So bottom line, I'm sure for myself and many others, I'm speaking for many others, is that this guy in pop culture around the world was a phenomenon, and he died at 50 years old of a heart attack. It's like, wow. I know Farrah Fawcett has died. God bless her heart. You know, there was a wonderful, not like a biography, but a documentary that Linda I'm having a blank here. One of her very good friends did.
Stuart.
Hamilton. George Hamilton's wife, Linda Hamilton, did it, our former wife. And then, of course, Ed McMahon, the here's Johnny. You know, nobody else can do it like Ed McMahon. So we've had three tragic deaths. Michael Jackson, I think the reason it's just it was sudden. You knew that Ed McMahon had been ill. You knew that Farrah Fawcett, not to take anything away from the tragedy and the loss of what we feel for them. But
I've got a name for you.
What?
Mike Masur, age 30.
Okay.
Medal of Honor winner, SEAL, Iraq. His name hasn't gone around like that.
Yeah, but he wasn't world famous, honey. You know what?
And you know
and
what?
Everybody,
and you know what?
I'm sure many
That's
people feel
wrong.
The loss of this man as well.
Yeah. Okay.
The lives that he touched, they feel that his loss. So I'm just saying that's why he's been a phenomenon. In the news. We got to take a break here. 221-1402. Call us with what's ever on your mind. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio here, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Push your show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, they've got great deals on any number of things. You know, you can buy tobacco, you know, for wholesale down there if you're a dealer. And you've got anything you could possibly want in the sense of tobacco products and the things that go along with it, lighters, everything. Special Joe's for your coffee, wine, beer, bulk tea, bulk coffee. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Joe and Shelley. Okay, now, a point I was trying to make, and I did it at your expense, was we're talking about, everybody's talking about Michael Jackson. And I brought up a name that has come across my computer a few times about a Navy SEAL who won the Medal of Honor. And, you know, the fact is that you are a huge patriot. And that you support every veteran's cause that's come through here. You just, you know, that's what you do, because that's what we do. And yet his name wasn't thrown around. That's what, you know, that's the point I was trying to make. Not, you know, and the fact is that you did know who he was. So, it's just the fact is, what I think is sometimes that the media gets their priorities screwed up. So, anyway, John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. How are you this morning?
We're fine.
Well, first of all, it was Alana Hamilton, I think.
Oh, Alana Hamilton. Okay.
Yeah. No, but you know what?
Thank you.
I called to ask you to elaborate more on your conversation with Kurt Sturman in regards to the tank.
I have not talked to Kurt. Kurt is on vacation.
Okay.
What I've done is I've talked to other members of the city council, and when I said, well, did you know about this or what's going on with this? And I've been privy to some emails that flew back and forth that somebody sent to me. From what I understand, and from what I've read in Record Searchlight and seen, I think Channel 7 also has got some things they've got working on. The whole thing was that the League of Cities was supposed to be here.
Right.
And that apparently, as of yesterday, it has moved to Paradise, because one of the things was the concern about the amount of people that are upset about tank.
And they're going to extend the distance so that they don't have as much resistance to it.
I can't read their minds, but to me it appears that they want to take it out of Reading, because Reading is kind of like the epicenter right now of the tank opposition.
Now, I'd like to just for a minute about this Michael Jackson comments that you've made, and particularly in regards to Mike Mature. You have to wonder at some point, does creativity forego moral responsibility? I mean, Michael Mature was totally morally responsible in the things that he did in winning the Congressional Medal of Honor. Michael Jackson, even though he was never convicted of molesting children, certainly paid off an enormous amount of money to settle claims that he did. And somehow or another, all of this, you know, it's okay because he could dance and sing. I don't buy it. I mean, he's a child molester. He passed away. I think it's a benefit to mankind. I'm sorry. I have to say it.
Well, you know, again, he was never found guilty of that. And, you know, maybe there's a reason. And if he was found not guilty, there's reasons for that. The thing is that he was a dynamic entertainer. But, again, my point was that with everything going on in the world, all the major, you know, cable stations are just locked into Michael Jackson.
Yep.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't either. And
okay.
Have a good day. Enjoy yourselves, and I hope summer's concert turns out really good.
Yeah, I think so.
Bye.
Thanks. Edith, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Well, as far as Michael Jackson, I do have to give you, he did change the color of the world. But the one thing is that I'm calling about is this thing down at South Bonneview.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you guys have been down there by South Bonneview in 273 where they've got this new crazy setup with the lights.
Yeah, I've been down there.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the county can make some money down there on revenue because I guess 3/4 of the Reading area can't read the signs. And I'm just waiting. Somebody's going to get hit by a train because they keep scooting on through there.
Okay.
And they got the lights screwy, cause so the one that you see in the front is one color, and then a second later the one in the back changes. So I think it's leading people wrong. But I'm telling you, there's somebody that's going to get hurt there, and the county could make some big money just nailing people that can't read.
Well, you know, that's probably why they put it there. Just another way to raise the revenue.
Budget.
Right. Hey,
yep.
Edith, thanks a lot.
All righty.
Got to take a break.
Bye.
Bye. It's Carlin Abad here on Free Fire Radio. We've got some people on that we'll be getting to as soon as we get back. News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. It's Carlin Abad here on Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Studio. Now, tomorrow, June 27th, mark your calendars, get on over to a New Image where for $19 you can take get a picture of you and your favorite pet, an 8x10. It's awesome. And bring a can of dog food or a can of cat food, and that'll go to the Last Chance Adoption. That's Jan and Julia over at New Image Studio, Park Marina Drive, next to the Bead Man.
Okay, now, let me give a phone number here for the cap and trade. You ready? 202-225-3121. And you can tell people what you think about cap and trade. Mm-hmm. You know, we're getting phone calls. You know, the whole point of me bringing up the SEAL's name is, you know, and we've got Linda, who is just a hell of a supporter of our veteran community. And you got Frosty, who supports our veterans community. Neither one of them knew the name. And the reason I brought it up is because here's a person who gave his life for our country, immensely brave, a courageous man. And it doesn't make the papers. You know, it doesn't, it, you know, it, I would say that if you asked 1,000 people who this man was.
Say his name again, please.
Well, that's it. You know, I've had somebody else come in and say it was pronounced Malur, and I thought it was Masur. So see, I may even have the name wrong on this, but what I'm getting at though is this. You could ask 1,000 people who he is, and maybe you might be lucky to get one.
Well, that's interesting. That's just an interesting study on print, paper, television,
yeah.
Sensationalism.
Yeah.
And we, frankly, woke up this morning and turned on Fox and thought, 24 hours? Is there anything else that they're going to have on the air besides Michael Jackson?
Anyway.
Truthfully.
Okay. Rob, Ed McMahon.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I just want, almost on that same note, I just wanted to remind you that Ed McMahon was a U.S. Marine fighter pilot during World War II, and he had 4 kills to his credit. And nobody ever talks about it. I didn't see it anywhere in the news or anything else.
Wow.
But part of our greatest generation. He was a World
War II. He was a World War II Marine pilot, and he also went back on active duty for the Korean War. And, yeah, I knew about it because being a Marine, you see, you know, what famous people have been Marines. But I did, by the way, hear that mentioned once or twice. But you're right. For the most part, it was kind of like forgotten.
How wonderful to, be reminded that. I'm actually feeling at this moment, ladies and gentlemen, rather shallow that I don't know these things. And that's the beauty of being married, and being so aware now in my life at the ripe age of 50. To be married to somebody who's a lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps and be made aware of these honorable things that men and women have done to lay their lives down for our country. It really never resonated with me like it does now. And so forgive me if I have been not really knowledgeable in this subject.
Well, you know, it's not you. It's everybody, and nobody goes out there to get patted on the back. It's just a thing of it's just something that's accepted. But Rob or Bob, I think
it was
we
Rob
lost
Burrows.
Him.
That was Rob, I believe.
Oh, was that Rob Burrows?
Yeah, I think he's probably on a cell phone.
Right.
We lost him.
Okay, hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. And just give me a, I want to give you a what if.
Okay.
What if all five of the major news channels had jumped on issues that's really going to have an impact on us for the rest of our lives, with cap and trade, with the medical issues that's coming down, and with our eroding of a lot of our constitutional rights that's coming out of WD there.
Uh-huh.
And if this would happen, you think that people would be aware of things like the Kennedy bill that's going to, the Kennedy rider on the health bill that's going to eliminate or exempt Congress people from the same thing that they want us to live with?
Yeah, how about
all
that?
All these issues. You know what we are? We're a bunch of people that are reactive and not proactive, and we're going to lose everything if we've got apathy and let this stuff happen.
You know, Bruce,
on the air.
You know, thanks, Bruce. You know, we're about ready to kick it off for the weekend, but you know you're absolutely right. You know, if they had spent the same amount of time talking about what's really going to impact in our country and get people might start making that phone call about the cap and trade. They may start talking about the health issues. Hey, anyway, hey, we want you all to have a great weekend. You know, Summer Chappelle, there's a lot of things going on, but this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Who danced on the floor in the rain?